on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is Anita, and I'm here with Olivia, and we are talking about tips today because, Olivia, you know, it's so important to cover these type tips every now and then. We talk all the time about the destinations, and hey, I love doing that because that means either we are going there or we've been there or it's on our list or something. So those destination shows are really great ones as well.
They are great. I'm some of my favorites, but it is nice to kind of look back on tips that we can take with us on our trips so that we can really make the most of it. And travel may seem like a straightforward process, but you might be surprised hearing some of these tips and ways that you can improve your trip. And I feel like there's a bit of a theme with today's show. Is first we talked about how to be good to yourself.
Right.
Next we talked about how to be good to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're looking at perhaps how to be good to the people that you might meet.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when we talk about loving to talk about destinations, when you go to different places, you should really consider what are the norms, what are the values, what are the ways of life there, and how I can fit into that, not how I can go and be the way that I am and think everyone else is supposed to be okay with that, because that's not always the case. So let's talk a little bit about tips to avoiding some of those cultural mistakes that we can make when traveling. And you know, one of the things too to keep in mind with this is that no one's perfect with this. I mean, if you are traveling a lot and going to a lot of different countries, hey, those values and cultural norms, they change with every country. So even if you kind of think you've got this, you know, you may not always have it. So it's always good to refresh yourself with these kinds of tips. So let's talk about a little bit of these tips, Olivia. The first one I think is just it's simple. And it sounds kind of like, oh yeah, okay, you know, I know that. But respect what is important to the people within that culture. And you can just tell that a lot of times by just looking around and your exposure to the day-to-day lives of what you see going on around you.
And it's like you said, nobody's going to be perfect at this, especially first time around. But as long as you are making an effort to be respectful, I think that won't go unnoticed.
Exactly.
And what we mean by that also is if something seems peculiar or strange to you, maybe keep it to yourself at first and just allow yourself to observe and learn a bit more about why it's so important or why it's practiced.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can react however you want by yourself or with friends later, but... You know, try to just be that observer at first.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, back in my days when I was with Pan Am and I taught training, one of the trainings that I taught was cultural awareness. And what I would always say is what you think and what you feel is your business, but how you treat other people is, you know, really the business of us all. It's how we get along in the world. So you're absolutely right with that. I mean, respect really refers to, you know, really kind of keeping within yourself. If you don't agree with something or if you think something's kooky or crazy or something like that, it just may be the norm of how it's done there. It's not crazy at all.
Absolutely. And we're all going to have that initial reaction. But then, like you said, what we decide to do with that reaction or what we decide to do afterwards is what's more important.
Absolutely. But you know, one way so we can conquer this or we can be better at being respectful is to do some research before we go and visit. And online, I mean, you can Google, you know, the country that you're going and ask for cultural norms or how to be more culturally aware or sensitive for that particular country or that particular culture. And you'll find a lot of information that is out there. So read that, do a little bit of research about local customs, local traditions, and then make an effort to, you know, to show that to the people that you will interact with when you reach that destination.
And another thing you may want to research are also the laws and rules of certain areas. And we've actually covered the Department of State's Travel Warnings website before, and it's really helpful in that area too. So just some things that you probably want to be aware of before going. It might surprise you, you know, how different it is.
Exactly, exactly. And here is something that, you know, we talk about, you know, how you treat others is, you know, kind of about the whole world. But also, if you're not following the laws, that could land you in a whole lot of trouble. So
yes.
It quickly comes back to you and why it's important for you to make sure that you are culturally aware, and not only of just the customs and the traditions, but also too of the laws. And what about dress? Because we, you know, we talk a lot of times about, you know, I'm going to the beach, I'm going here, I'm going there. And you think whatever I do at home when I go to the beach or whenever I'm out walking around touring, it's the same thing I can do in any country. But that's not true.
No, and sometimes there's a specific attire that's appropriate for business and then it completely changes in casual situations. And it's also very important to keep in mind if you want to visit sacred places like temples or churches.
Very, very important. And you may be required to do things like take off your shoes or put something that covers your head in order to go in some of the temples. So keep that in mind and maybe carry something like that with you. But if you've done that research ahead of time, you know that and be prepared for that. Now, what about some of the common greetings? That's always kind of fun, I think, to learn a few words maybe in the language or kind of learn some of the greetings.
It is fun to learn that. And I think that is a great way to show, you know, some effort that you're trying here, and hopefully it's endearing, even if it's not all the way correct. But another thing you might want to consider is that there might be greetings that are appropriate for some people, and then there's another greeting you may use for people who are older than you,
mm-hmm.
or people who are in a higher up position.
Right.
So maybe do some research there.
Absolutely. And all of those things play into culture. And what culture actually is it's the norms and the values of an interacting group of people is what the definition really of culture is. So it really refers to the group of people that are in that particular area will have the similar norms, similar values, similar behavior in terms of their day-to-day behavior because they are interacting together. So they've created those things that work and that, you know, make things go well for them. But, you know, another thing, too, is, you know, greetings, not only the words, but what about do you shake or do you give a kiss or what do you do?
Or do you even bow? You know, that's completely different from kissing on the cheek.
Absolutely, it is. And how low do you bow? So there are a lot of things that, you know, we're not going to get into the specifics of them for each culture, but those are the kind of things that you need to think about. Because just because you are a big hugger here at home, that may not be the appropriate thing to do in another culture.
Right, it doesn't necessarily mean that that person is cold or unwelcoming.
No, it's not at all.
You want to make them feel comfortable and respected.
Right. Because here in the States, you know, a firm handshake is considered like, you know, something that is, you know, sort of a good thing. That's what I'm going to greet
you. Eye contact.
Eye contact, exactly. And then if you're somewhere else and they're not wanting to shake your hand, or maybe it's a gender thing as well, mm-hmm. who shakes hands, and they're not giving you eye contact, again, it doesn't mean they're being rude. It's just a cultural thing.
Yes.
So you also want to be aware of gestures, too. Now, those can be kind of funny because a lot of times we do gestures and we don't even realize we're doing them. But those are things also, too, that you want to be aware of. Even something as simple as thumbs up or, you know, the signal that we do a lot of times to call someone over, you know, with our index finger. So you just want to be aware of those kind of things.
Yes. And one way, you know, you can't prepare for all of this, you know, before your trip, but one way to kind of pick things up as you go along while you're there is to try to observe the habits of people in the area. And if you are in a situation where you're going to be meeting people and talking to different people in that culture, maybe, you know, kind of just follow their cue.
Yes. That's a very good tip there. Just kind of look and observe, be very observant, and follow their cue, and you will probably do pretty well. And then if you are visiting with families or you have friends in those destinations, always solicit from them what you should do and how you should behave, how you should dress. I remember one time being in India, and I was at a meeting, and we were addressing questions to everyone on the panel. And our friend who invited us there, he stopped us and he said, no, you should only direct the questions to the person who's in the highest hierarchy there. And that was a person that was sitting in the center. But for us, you know, you talk to everyone. So just little things like that that you don't even think about are things that can kind of get you culturally maybe in a little bit of hot water. And we don't want
that.
So the main thing, do a little bit of research before going.
Another thing that kind of surprised me was after the initial greeting, whatever it may be, in some cultures, it's rude to just jump right into business or whatever reason to talk about. Some people are expecting small talk.
Yes. You definitely don't jump right into business. That's considered rude. Actually, in a lot of cultures, that's considered rude. Now, Olivia, we could go on and on. I think we should come back and do another show on culture because this is kind of my background a little bit, and I love talking about it because it's so fascinating. But right now, we're at the end of this segment. Another one down. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. You can find a lot of culture there. Gullah Geechee culture right there, right down the road from Atlanta on Sapelo Island. So check out the website on Sapelo Island Beach rhvacations.com. Plan a vacation and go there. And Olivia, hey, you'll see some cultural things there. A few things that are done a little bit different. And that culture actually connects back to West Africa. So it's really very interesting to see how they have actually maintained a lot of their culture there.
It's a very special place.
Very special place. And again, check out their website at Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a moment.